grateful for the counting. 2 doors in from the first frost ice sheen of November, passing beyond the stiff greetings with friends fallen away in time, I slip into the line that shambles forward to meet the widow. Clothed in the black plumage of masks, sagging trousers, and mourning dresses, we have come bearing the remedy of our presence to his wife and daughters, our hapless touch, a scrim of words. These the poor exchanges we make for a man gone. But we do our mortal best to comfort in this moment too close for comfort. My meager words spent, at the end of the line, I go within to kneel and repeat the familiar waving of hands and the sign of the cross, marking time for my turmoil to quiet so I might listen for a voice, something gentle, stealthy, whether mine or another, I cannot say. The next day, I watched a father, voice-breaking, marry his youngest boy. His daughters wept and smiled and later held hands for long moments as they met each other in the crush. "Look at my blessings," he said to me. The disarray of each day is all we are promised. The sun is still 4 hands high from the horizon, so I'll take the chance of these hours to give my voice and touch to whatever shows, fanged or innocent. I have been grateful for the counting.